Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It really is a great day as the kickoff of the serious campaign season. Why? Well, partially because Joe Biden delivered his highly controversial and widely criticized speech last night in front of Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Lots of people criticizing the location, his use of the military, and looking at also the very audible chants of, it was F Joe Biden that could be heard by hecklers in the background. Did this speech turn the tide in Biden's direction? I think that's highly dubious. But what it does mean is that this is the beginning of the serious campaign. Traditionally, Labor Day, which, in case you haven't noticed, and you probably have, Labor Day is coming up, and Labor Day marks the beginning of serious campaign season. People go to picnics, people go to occasions, and yes, this kicks off the entire basis of the decision that Americans are going to be making. It's actually a series of different decisions all across the country coming up this November. And was any mind changed last night? Was anyone's mind changed by Kevin McCarthy's speech? He gave a speech that was supposed to be a Republican response. I was one of the dozens of people who actually watched it. And Kevin McCarthy, how do I put it? It was a campaign speech, and it was on a factory floor, and he spoke to a crowd. I don't think it was a dozen people. It was a sparse crowd. But the sentiments were out there. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We're going to be speaking about the speech, about the campaign to come, about Trump's reaction to the speech. He didn't mince words. He basically said that Biden was insane, used that word, and senile, and that basically people should explain to him what it really means to be a MAGA Republican. By the way, does anybody know what the president has in mind specifically by using that term and suggesting that people who are MAGA Republicans are by definition a threat to the republic? And that is a very real problem, because you're talking about a large group of people in this country. Is everybody who voted for Donald Trump in the last election, that's some 74 million people, does every one of those people constitute a MAGA Republican? And then also part of President Trump's, it wasn't his reaction to the speech, because he actually did it before the speech, and I am shocked, really shocked, that Biden didn't mention this. President Trump all but promised that if he is elected president in 2024, he's going to be offering pardons to all of the rioters who were imprisoned from their actions on January 6, 2021, and offer some kind of national apology. Is that really an appropriate response? We're going to be speaking about this with Rich Lowry, who is the editor-in-chief of National Review, a leading conservative journal, and then Juan Williams, a commentator and contributor to Fox News and The Hill, and A.B. Stoddard later from Real Clear Politics. She has a warning for Democrats because they have forgotten about what history should teach them, history from the campaign of 2020. And you might say, well, wait, Democrats won. Yeah, they won the presidency in 2020, and yes, they really did, despite the fact that there are many, many Republicans who think that Trump actually won that election. He didn't. But what the Democrats certainly didn't win was they didn't win gains in the House and the Senate that had been widely expected and widely predicted. What A.B. Stoddard is saying, and we will get to that when we speak to her a little bit later in the show, is that all of this talk about a new Democratic wave, first of all, I think if there were any such phenomenon, it would be a wave that was held back a little bit or undermined by the president's speech last night. And secondly, this may have been an illusion or a mirage in any event, even before that. One of the problems was the way the entire thing was framed. And I don't mean just the idea. Jim Garrity of National Review said Independence Hall in Philadelphia was made to look dark and menacing. And Jim Garrity said it looked like a villain's throne room from Star Wars, which I thought was a pretty good comment. It also, because of the bright red lights that were on that part of Independence Hall, it looked like Biden, as some others have commented, was speaking from the gates of hell. And it's not a good look. And then there was the problem of he had two Marine Corps props standing at ease behind him on either side. They're living human beings. They were Marines, the few, the proud. That was because he brought the Marine Band, which is traditionally, it has been for years since John Philip Sousa was involved with that band 100 years ago. But the Marine Band had been brought out to play patriotic music, all appropriate. But really, using the military as props for what was a nakedly political speech, there were comments by CNN commentators, Jeff Zeleny and Brianna Keeler, who said it was inappropriate to use the military. They're right. And the response, the overreaction by people who are defriending them and promising boycotts, and Keith Oberman, yes, that Keith Oberman, called for their immediate firing by CNN, which I don't think will happen. I'll tell you somebody who got caught in the crossfire here very badly was ahead of last night's speech. The White House spokesperson, the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, assured the American people that the speech would be many, many things. It would be very, very important, but it would not be a political speech. Oh, not at all. Here is what she said. It's clip 14 on the Michael Medved show. We will also be speaking this hour to Rich Lowry, and would be glad to take calls from anyone who actually heard the speech, and it was not broadcast on the major networks. It was broadcast on cable networks. But if you saw the speech and the speech changed your mind about something, if, for instance, you had been unsure of where you're going to vote, but now you were won over by the eloquence of President Biden, if there are people out there who were. My problem with the entire thing is that it was a political speech and it wasn't a successful one, because I sincerely doubt that people who otherwise had been bored by the election will suddenly be motivated to come out and vote, or that people who were undecided will be won over to Biden's side. We will give you more on President Trump's response. It was a response through his Truth Social network, and much more coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Also, did you know that we had a peak, a mountain peak in Oregon called Swastika Mountain? There are now, as you might imagine, some drives to change the name. Why? We'll get to that and much more on the Medved Show. ¶¶
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
On the Michael Medved Show, we now have the clip which deeply embarrasses Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman. Again, she says what she's told to say, and she had been told to say, well, this is not a political speech. It's like the old statement that we're shocked that there's gambling going on here. Casablanca time for people who remember. But Karine Jean-Pierre, the idea that this was going to be a strictly non-political, deeply patriotic speech. Here's what she actually said just ahead of President Biden's address. Listen.
Is tonight a political speech?
No, it's not a political speech. This is an opportunity, again, for the president to directly have a conversation with the American people. You'll hear from him directly. This is not about one political party. It is not about one person in politics. This is about what we are going to do as a country to continue to fight for our democracy. Again, something that he has talked about for some time.
Okay, was she accurate? Had she even read the speech beforehand? And of course it was about one political party. Was there any even hint of criticism or doubt that President Biden put forth about his fellow Democrats? Not one bit. And yes, he did say things about mainstream Republicans and said, yes, he could work with mainstream Republicans. But the entire speech was focused on what he called MAGA Republicans. And the idea that this is now a designation, the president had previously said that MAGA Republicans were equivalent to semi-fascists. What does it mean to be a MAGA Republican? What do you have to do to qualify? Now, if you're going to be very critical of people who take out Confederate flags or occupy the speaker's dais at the U.S. Senate chambers wearing a Viking helmet with horns and bare-chested and with fur like the QAnon shaman did. Look, do I think that QAnon and people who believe in cockamamie conspiracy theories that any of this is actually qualify as a threat to democracy? Well, it does if it represented some kind of huge segment of the Republican Party or of American opinion. I don't believe that it does. And despite all kinds of alarmist polls showing that a majority of Republicans, self-described Republicans, consider Biden's victory illegitimate, there are very, very few people who are saying, well, we can't deal with him, we can't cope with him because he's an illegitimate president. It's very much like the stupid stuff about Barack Obama being a birther. There were a few people who believed in that. I never believed any of the polls that showed that half, sometimes, of Republicans questioned where Barack Obama was born. And yes, there are polls all the time that can make people look crazy and silly. But President Biden didn't look crazy and silly. I wouldn't say that. But just to give you some sense of perspective, the Daily Mail, which is a conservative-leaning publication over in the UK, they had a column by Christian Witten, and the headline was, Biden thinks Republican voters are fascists and borderline terrorists. And Christian Witten was a former, quote, senior advisor in the Trump and George W. Bush administration, so he was a Republican. President Joe Biden thinks millions of Americans are part fascist and borderline terrorists. It would be laughable if it weren't so disturbing, he writes. Having worn out the label of racist, which Biden and his political allies have applied to just about any political opponent, the dotard president has moved on to new, baseless, and dangerous insults. Last week, while campaigning amid stunningly negative poll ratings, Biden remarked in Maryland, it's not just Trump, it's the entire philosophy that underpins the, I'm going to say something, it's like semi-fascism. That's quite the rebuke, he says, of the tens of millions of Americans who voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020. President Trump issued a response to Joe Biden, which it seems to me is also worth paying some attention to, because it's also not helpful or not particularly honorable or persuasive or effective at all. Headline over Newsweek, Donald Trump slams awkward and angry Joe Biden speech must be insane. Donald Trump said Joe Biden must be insane or suffering from dementia or both in response to the president's speech attacking Make America Great Again Republicans. Trump questioned Biden's health in a post on Truth Social after the president gave a fiery speech in Philadelphia accusing his predecessor and the MAGA agenda of being, quote, an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. In response, Trump defended his MAGA movement while repeating a common Republican line of attack, suggesting the 79-year-old president, as opposed to the 76-year-old Trump, may be suffering from cognitive decline. This is what Biden actually wrote on Truth Social. He said, someone should explain to Joe Biden slowly but passionately that MAGA means, as powerfully as mere words can get, make America great again, exclamation point. If he doesn't want to make America great again, which through words, action, and thought he doesn't, then he certainly should not be representing the United States of America, Trump wrote. If you look at the words and meaning of the awkward and angry Biden speech last night, said Donald Trump, he threatened America, including with the possible use of military force. He must be insane or suffering from late stage dementia, exclamation point. During his speech, Biden attacked MAGA Republicans for their attempts to overturn the 2020 election results, as well as their support for those who stormed the Capitol building during the insurrection on January 6th last year. And that brings up the remarkable promise by President Trump to say that if he won, he would seriously consider apologizing to people who have been convicted or pled guilty for a violent terrorism on January 6th. We will get to that and more. Rich Lowry from National Review coming right up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia. It sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. It is always an honor to welcome to the show Rich Lowry, the editor-in-chief of National Review. He also writes for Politico and often appears on public affairs programs such as Meet the Press. He's a regular panelist on the KCRW program Left, Right, and Center, and the author of many best-selling books. My favorite of his books, Lincoln Unbound, which is a powerful and insightful book about the most important personality in all of American history. Rich Lowry, thank you for joining us. And did you see anything Lincolnian about the speech by Joe Biden last night?
No, of course not. The whole thing was a debacle from beginning to end. Obviously, the advance work, unless for some reason they wanted to look him, have him sort of with a fascistic dystopian background, that was terrible. The content of the speech was bad. I think the only thing that works is what I think is ultimately their political purpose, which is quite a cynical one, which is basically to troll Trump, to make Trump as prominent as possible, because they think it helps in the midterms, because they want him to be nominated in 2024, because they think he's the best foil. And at that level, unfortunately, I think the speech very well could work.
In other words, there was actually perhaps a cynical intention to promote Donald Trump as the Republican nominee for 2024.
Yeah, I think they are doing a version of what we've seen Democrats do around the country, which in various races, you have Democrats actually spending money with what are supposed to be attack ads against MAGA-type candidates, but obviously are intended to promote them among Republican voters that might find them appealing. And I think Biden is doing the same thing using his bully pulpit, just stirring the pot with regard to Trump, making sure that Trump is still top of mind for people, creating controversy around Trump and the Trump phenomenon in the hopes that, again, becomes a bigger issue in the midterms and that eventually he's a nominee in 2024.
And again, in terms of that particular strategy, what's astonishing about this is we're coming up to Labor Day weekend, obviously. It's traditionally the time when campaigns begin in earnest. Do you expect that Joe Biden and other spokespeople for the National Democratic Party are going to continue pushing these same themes about MAGA Republicans as a threat to democracy?
Yeah, I just don't think they see much downside to it. Their base welcomes it. You had all sorts of progressive and Democratic pundits, you know, on social media, on cable TV last night and this morning, praising this speech as a fantastic historic event. And to the extent it sends Republicans into the arms of Donald Trump, and I think that is part of the phenomenon, sort of in a defensive reflex, it's good because they want Trump stronger rather than weaker. The only downside would be that independent and kind of swing voters look at what Biden did last night and think it's too harsh, it's too partisan, it's disingenuous, you know, that's not a uniting speech. And it hurts Biden, but I think they figure, you know, Biden, you know, he's low 40s, and he's probably not going to get up much from where he is. So the game is not necessarily boosting Biden; it's dragging down and distracting Republicans.
Okay, and what I assume that part of the strategy is continued focus on what was taken out of Trump's office at Mar-a-Lago. By the FBI, the judge today has released itemized versions of all of that. Does that story have a real impact, you think, on these close, say, Senate races in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Ohio or anywhere else?
I think not directly, but I think to the extent that Trump is in the news and Republicans are talking about Trump rather than talking about the border or inflation or the Afghan withdrawal or whatever else it is, it's helpful to the Democrats. And just in the it's all very speculative because we're still some time away from a Republican primary race, but it's just very notable. You know, two months ago or so, you had DeSantis tied with Trump in New Hampshire. You had DeSantis leading Trump in Florida. You had at least one. It was only one, but one national poll with DeSantis just 9 behind Trump. And then, boom, you know, there's a huge separation again because, again, this defensive reflex among Republicans really benefited Trump. And I do think they're aware, they're very much aware of that effect. So the search, the FBI search has been a boon to three parties. One, Trump himself. Two, the Democratic Party. Three, the Biden White House. And I think the only ones who are losing out potentially is the Republican Party in general.
Wow. When you say it's a boon to Trump, what do you think the outcome of this is going to be? It looks increasingly like he may not get the special master, but even if he does get from Judge Cannon the special master proclaimed, there's every indication that the Justice Department is going to continue its grand jury investigation and a possible indictment, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I think, you know, I feel this too, but most Republicans around the country, they aren't going to believe anything the investigators say. They're not going to believe any leak in the press, understandably, given what happened with Russia. So they're, you know, usually, you know, our entire adult lives, Michael, you're under FBI investigation and you're a political candidate. That's a very bad thing.
It's a very bad
thing. But it's not a bad thing for Trump. And I think even if he got indicted, it would help him politically. And there's some, you know, I'm in the hands of my colleague Andy McCarthy, who former prosecutor, and he does think, you know, he was sort of dismissive of the possibility of indictment over the Mar-a-Lago documents, but he does think there's some real chance they would indict him over obstruction. So then we'd get this bizarre spectacle of a leading presidential candidate who might very well, you know, be announced shortly after the November election, getting indicted by the Justice Department of the guy he's going to run against, assuming Biden himself can run in 2024. So it would really be uncharted territory.
Speaking of uncharted territory, there are some suppositions that part of the Democratic intention here is to push Trump into announcing his candidacy for president before the midterm elections. That would hurt the Republican cause, wouldn't it?
I think it would. Certainly, that's what every Republican consultant I'm aware of believes. And there are rumors around back in July 4th that Trump's going to do it. And there was a lot of effort devoted to, no, let's make sure he doesn't do it. So, yeah, I think Democrats would love for him to announce. But I think the since the search, the Trump announcement is a little bit irrelevant. I mean, he is that prominent again. And is that much of a factor again that I think Democrats and the Biden Justice Department, in effect, kind of announced for him. They've helped make him a big issue again.
Is there any chance that there's anyone else? It's not going to be Kevin McCarthy. I actually watched his speech last night. If the Republicans do want one designated spokesman, it shouldn't be Trump. It shouldn't be Kevin McCarthy. Who should it be?
Oh man, it's really difficult. You know, McConnell I think has many virtues, but that's not one of them. You know, he's not like a national spokesman. And the party is, you know, just so much of the energy has been sucked into Trump and people around him. You don't really have those kind of independent voices that can be the voice of the party in general.
We need one. We will be talking about that and more. Certainly one voice that is a sane and informative. Rich Lowry from National Review. We'll be right back. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show. Today already, President Biden was confronted at an event on the American Rescue Plan, which reporters attended, and then they began shouting questions at him from the gallery of the South Court Auditorium in the White House. And at one point, he was asked a question by Peter Doocy of Fox, who has certainly made a name for himself during the Biden administration. I mean, he's done a very good job of getting under the skin of Jen Psaki and now Karine Jean-Pierre. Doocy asked the president, which it seems to me is a highly appropriate question, after the speech last night. Peter Doocy asked, "Do you consider all Donald Trump supporters to be a threat to the country?" Listen to the response.
Mr. President, do you consider all Trump supporters to be a threat to the country?
No. Everyone, come on.
Come
on.
You may not make that case. I don't consider any Trump supporters to be a threat. Anyone who calls for the use of violence fails to contend with violence when it's used. Refuses to acknowledge the election has been won. Insists upon changing the way in which the rules count votes. That is the threat to democracy.
And then he repeated the term democracy! Exclamation point. Look, this comes up the day after the sentencing of this former cop, Thomas Webster, and U.S. Judge Amit Mehta sentenced Webster to 10 years in prison. Now, why? Because he was a threat to democracy. He has 10 years in prison plus 3 years of supervised release. He allowed Webster to report to prison at a date to be determined instead of immediately ordering him into custody. Mr. Webster, said the judge, I don't think you're a bad person. I think you were caught up in a moment. But as you know, even getting caught up in a moment has consequences. Webster, 56, turned to apologize to a fellow cop. He is a former New York City cop, Webster. But he turned to apologize to a Capitol cop named Rathbun, who was in the courtroom but didn't address the judge. Webster said, I wish I had never come to Washington, D.C., which is sad, but his life is ruined. Why? Because he used a pole and other weapons. He grabbed the guy with a gas mask. He tried to get off, pleading self-defense. It doesn't work. When you're attacking a police line together with your colleagues and you grab another police officer and do damage to him, it's tough to say that it was self-defense. He said, Officer Webster, I wish the horrible events of that day had never happened. By the way, I agree with that. Doesn't everybody out there agree with that? That the horrible events of that terrible day should never have happened? Mehta said Rathbun wasn't Webster's only victim on January 6th. The other victim was democracy. And that is not something that can be taken lightly. Federal prosecutors had recommended a prison sentence of 17 years and 6 months. The court's probation department had recommended a 10-year prison sentence. Mehta wasn't bound by the recommendations. In a court filing, prosecutors accused Webster of disgracing democracy that he once fought honorably to protect and serve. He's a former Marine. I know you're never a former Marine. You're always still a Marine. Well, he's still a Marine. Webster led the charge against police barricades at the Capitol's Lower West Plaza. Prosecutors compared the attack to a medieval battle with rioters pelting officers with makeshift projectiles and engaging in hand-to-hand combat. Nothing can explain or justify Mr. Webster's rage. Nothing can explain or justify his violence, said Assistant U.S. Attorney Chava Morell on yesterday. Defense Attorney James Monroe said in a court filing that the mob was guided by unscrupulous politicians. Well, that's true. And others promoting the lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from the Republican incumbent. He questioned why prosecutors argued that Webster didn't deserve leniency for his 25 years of service to his country and to New York City. Okay, he got relative leniency, not the 17 years, but 10 years. And all of this is related to stunning series of statements by President Trump yesterday. And the same day Biden was giving this speech, it's unbelievable to me that nobody gave this material to Biden to cite in his speech. The story from Washington Post, former President Donald Trump said he would issue full pardons and a government apology to rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 and violently attacked law enforcement to stop the Democratic transfer of power. Quote, I mean full pardons with an apology to many, he told radio host Wendy Bell, who I do not know, on Thursday morning. Such a move would be contingent, he said, to Trump running and winning the 2024 presidential election. Trump's comments to Bell came on the same day that President Biden was scheduled to deliver his primetime address in Philadelphia about extremist threats to American democracy. Trump, during his conversation with Bell yesterday morning, also said that he has been meeting with some January 6th defendants in his office this week and that he is helping some financially. There are some doubtful observers about whether that financial help is actually real. I am financially supporting people that are incredible, and they were in my office actually 2 days ago, so they're very, very much in my mind, Trump said. It's a disgrace what they've done to them. What they've done to these people is disgraceful. A spokesman for Trump did not immediately respond to a request for comment about how the former president is financially supporting the rioters. Trump has raised the prospect of pardons in previous interviews as well, but the notion of an apology and financial support is a new element. If I decide to run, and if I win, I will be looking very, very, two varies, strongly about pardons, full pardons, he said. That is probably going to be best, because even if they go for 2 months or 6 months to jail, they have sentences that could go a lot longer than that, he said. Oh, years and years, Bell added. We're working on it very hard. We're working with legal, Trump said.
He also did not offer details about how he is financially supporting the rioters. And while Trump appears to be touting his generosity towards supporters who participated in the Capitol riot, the president has notably refused to pay the legal fees of his attorney and close ally Rudy Giuliani, who faces multiple investigations in his efforts to overturn the elections of the results of the 2020 election. In his interview with Bell, Trump suggested that the January 6th defendants were mostly firemen, their policemen, their people in the military. He accused the justice system, which he described as this radical left system, of mistreating the defendants. They're sick. They don't mind, Trump said. Some of the legal people on the other side, they're the most cold-hearted people. They don't care about families. They don't care about anything. The former president then launched into a plea that contributions should be made to defendants' legal funds, though he did not promote any specific giving channel. I'm looking at it very carefully. I've studied cases. Trump said we have to do it because they have some good lawyers, but even with good lawyers, you get some of these judges that are so, so nasty and so angry and mean. Okay, the idea of this becoming a political issue, would the political issue of mercy or support for some of the rioters, you don't have to call them insurrectionists, they're rioters. They're people who attacked the Capitol building, for goodness sake. And the idea that President Trump is talking about full pardons, is that going to help his prospective presidential campaign? Or more to the point, will it help Republicans in the campaigns ahead? What are the surprises that we should look for in terms of results that come out in November? We will talk about that with Juan Williams of Fox TV and The Hill and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.